Hi, I'm Marsh Ward, president of Callaway's Nursery. We're based right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and we're proud to sponsor this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you, Marsh, very, very much. If you are a young horticulturist and you are starting as a stalk boy and a guy with a hose in your hand watering the plants, you listen to Marsh Ward, you can end up as the top guy in the nursery. That's exactly what Marsh has done. I've known him. I've watched him through his entire career. My friend and a top guy at Callaway's and one of the biggest nurseries in America. Thank you, Marsh, for welcoming us. And they sponsor this entire first hour. They have for several years. And I appreciate Callaway's. I hope if you're out and about today and you happen to stop by a Callaway's, I hope you'll look up their managers in the store, manager or assistant manager, and let them know, hey, thanks for sponsoring Neil's first hour of his radio program. That's what makes it happen. We are here to talk about the plants at your place for the next 2 hours. It begins with a phone call from you to me. I don't make outgoing calls to talk about your plants. That would be bizarre. Here's the number. You call us, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. The slow pause was to make sure I had the right cue card up there for another program I do statewide. Don't want to call that one. That would not be appropriate. Mike Bass is running the boards and answering the phones, and indeed he will be the first voice that you will be talking with. 800-288-9227. Please, won't you fill up those phones right now? Let's have a good day today. 800-288-WBAP. I have been signing books, boxing books, and getting the first batch into the mail system all week, all day yesterday. My dear wife and I, all day yesterday. That is what a marriage gets the true test with. And so we're working as fast as we can. And these are the third printing, and they arrive Monday, and we're getting them to you. Some people already have them. Most people do not yet, but they all will be out very shortly. But my mind is just kind of like like the soil looks after it's been run over by a rototiller. And so getting to talk in a very normal sense about your landscape and garden would be fabulous this morning. Pick up that phone. Give us a call. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Lynn's comment to me yesterday was, so which would you rather do, this or income tax? And boxing books, I would much rather do. It's not a problem. It's a blessing. We are joined right now, as Steve Huddleston is out of town this weekend, by Joyce Block. She is greenhouse curator and Christmas coordinator at the Fort Worth Botanic Gardens. Joyce, good morning.
Morning, Neil. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and I really appreciate you filling in for Steve and joining us live on this Sunday morning. And you're going to talk about several specific aspects of the Botanic Garden. Let's talk about the Fort Worth Botanic Garden Begonia Species Bank. What is that about?
The Begonia Species Bank is in two of the greenhouses that are in our compound. We do offer tours in those areas. It is a nationally accredited collection by the American Public Gardens Plant Collection Network, the only nationally recognized collection in Texas, and it's the only begonia collection in North America. And in those two houses, we have over 3,000 different species and hybrid begonias.
Why does that matter?
Because some of these begonias, Neil, are almost extinct in the wild. And this is the only place we ship begonia samples to different begonia collectors, different begonia hybridizers, and we need to keep those begonias around so that they don't disappear.
It's the same as some of the zoos care about endangered animals, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's the very same thing. All right, and then and we're going to talk about tours in just a moment because there's another collection that you have, and that would be the orchid collection.
Yes, it is. And our orchid collection is maintained by the Fort Worth Orchid Society and our volunteers. They, in both groups, they come on Wednesday mornings. And the neat thing about the orchid collection, it's housed in another greenhouse. And it happens to be where I office at. But the neat thing is one morning I'll walk in and I'll see an orchid blooming that's the size of a pen tip. And then the next morning, I'll see an orchid blooming that's 4 to 6 inches across. And these are orchids from all over the world. We receive donations of orchids, and the donations of orchids are put up for sale to maintain the collection. The tours are available for both collections. And if you call 817-392-5510, and we can make the arrangements for you to come tour either one of the collections or both.
Give that number again, if you would, Joyce, please.
817-392-5510.
All right. And that would be during the week. That's a weekday number.
It is during regular business hours. Our receptionists are on the desk basically from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Gotcha. Now, I'm not fishing to find anything out with this next comment. I come to the Botanic Garden pretty frequently. I'm not sure I could drive up to either of these two greenhouses.
You can. We just...
They're discreetly placed, aren't they?
Yes, they are very discreetly placed.
Yeah, that's what I figured would be the case, and I understand why. All right. So, but if you sign up for a tour, you are guided in, and what an incredible opportunity that would be for you. I rather suspect that people are going to want to do that. That phone number, one more time, I'll let you give it in your voice.
Okay, 817-392-5510.
All right. Upcoming garden events. You have some things, and let's hit the highlights of these because they go fairly far into the future. I suspect that these are going to be on the website as they near. Is that right?
Yes, they are. They're already posted on the website, good, which is fwbg.org. Mm-hmm. And you can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram for more information. On Saturday, October 6th, we're having a Mariposa market with vendors featuring butterflies and other related items, and that will be going from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And a Monarch Migration Festival that same day, and that event is totally free. The Fort Worth Pollinator Ambassadors will be one of the sponsors for that group and having lots of family-friendly activities.
Is the migration that specific at that time, that dependably time-specific? I can't talk.
It depends on the weather.
Right.
Our entomologist is thinking that will probably be the day that we will be having some of the monarchs coming through the garden.
Gotcha. I understand. And then the chocolate class also?
Yes, and that will be from 1 to 3, and we'll be talking about where chocolate comes from and where it grows and what all those little percentages mean on the chocolate package.
It's fun to read about and learn about chocolate, as we had a good time when we were on the Big Island learning about vanilla and how it originates. These things there's a lot more to them than we might think. All right, now your title, your job title, the last two words are and Christmas coordinator. What all does that involve?
Unfortunately, it means I'm thinking about Christmas 300 at least 300 days a year. After Thanksgiving, we will be having our building, the main garden center building at the garden, decorated for Christmas. We're looking at approximately 15 trees at this moment, and I know I'll have a train set up for photo opportunities also.
Already working on it, and then you're planning for 2019 before that one's over, I'm sure. All right.
Oh, yes.
How does somebody find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
As I said, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Our website's fwbg.org. Mm-hmm. And our address is 3220 Garden Center Boulevard over in Fort Worth. And that's just north of I-30 on University.
All right. And that's about 2 miles west of downtown Fort Worth. It really is a very close approximation. It's the same road that you would be on if you were going to TCU, except you go north instead of south, or the zoo, you go north instead of south. Casa Manana, right next door. It's right in the cultural district of Fort Worth. And a phone number, 24-hour phone number. Now, you have two numbers. One of those is the one you already have given for the registration. Why don't you give the general number for 24-hour information?
I will. It's 817-392-5464.
All right. This wealth of information has been Joyce Block, greenhouse curator and Christmas coordinator, the title with which she is most proud. I'm sorry. I jest. You did a wonderful job, lady. You are good.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that. And I want to come over some Wednesday. I want that tour too. I'd love to see. Begonias
All right.
are amazing plants, and I'd like to see that collection. And orchids. Orchids are one of the biggest plant families in the world. So that would be fun.
All Joyce, right. Look forward to seeing you.
Joyce, we appreciate you. Have a great week. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that report is sponsored today by a new sponsor here. Let me tell you about them. Let me just tell you about them. This is Ace from Scotts. Let's do it a different way. Scotts from Ace. When it comes time to work on your lawn, the folks at Ace are ready to help. They know you have a list of things you need, and Ace has them. From the quality brands you trust, the best products from Scotts, Miracle-Gro, and Ortho, and more. All hand-selected to keep your lawn and garden looking their best. Your neighborhood Ace store has local experts who know the right questions to ask to make sure you get everything you need. And once they've helped you check off all the items on your list, they'll give you some helpful advice as well, so you get the job done right the first time. Because at Ace, they have their own list, and great service is at the top. Remember, it's outstanding products from Scotts, Miracle-Gro, Ortho, and more, combined with the experts at your local Ace store. Stop by that local Ace store and pick up Scotts Halts pre-emergent weed killer granules to keep your lawn looking great. Visit acehardware.com to find the store nearest you. That's acehardware.com.
I'm Evan Brady with Callaway's Nursery in McKinney. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, back to Neil.
Well, that worked just like it's supposed to, because now I say, that's my store. That's Evan, my friend. That is the store where we shop. So thank you, Evan, very much. Hey, everybody, welcome. Let me give you the phone number. The phone number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Everybody's up late watching the Cowboys, up late, very late, listening to the Rangers, watching them perhaps in a 2.5-hour rain-delayed ball game last night, up late this morning, because it's cloudy outside. So give us a call, won't you please? 800-288-9227. 800-288-WBAP. Let's talk about those plants, and let's get into gardening a little bit, because fall is just right around the corner. This is the time to talk about fall landscaping improvement projects. One thing I do need to tell you about, because we are headed into the last week of August before much longer, it is a critical time, and I'm going to tell you right now and give you a little bit of heads up that if you are looking for a pre-emergent to put down on your lawn, there are two pre-emergents that you would want to use. Your timing is the last week of August or the first week of September, and if you are trying to control broadleafed weeds like dandelions, henbit, chickweed, and clover, you would want a product containing Gallery. If you are trying to control grassy weeds like annual bluegrass, that is the one that everybody's going after, and that's the one that has all those seed heads in March and April, and also rescue grass and ryegrass. If those are the things that just drive you nuts over the winter and the spring in your lawn as it tries to green up in the spring, please don't call me after the middle of September and ask, how can I get rid of these things? Because the time is right now. There is no second chance with grassy weeds. You either put out a pre-emergent the last week of August or first week of September. That would be Halts or Dimension or Baylan. Those are your options. Halts, Dimension, or Baylan. And they're available at hardware stores, nurseries, feed stores. Those are three sources. Halts, Dimension, and Baylan. Choose one of them, and then if you want to try to eliminate the broadleafed weeds, you would need another application of a product containing Gallery. And those applied during that two-week time period will stop the germination of those weeds. Put them out, put a light watering on to get them across the surface of the soil. You can apply them the same day and then water, but do not try to mix them in your fertilizer hopper. I would mow first and then put them out. I would not fertilize the same day because that requires a heavy watering. So I think that covers all the questions you might have. But the timing is right now, and I'd shop right now, even though it's about a week from now that you might be putting them out. I'd shop right now and make sure that you have the product in hand, because some businesses closed out on their products in the spring, and other businesses will sell out, and the distributors may not have a restock supply. So anyway, hopefully that will give you a little bit of impetus to get that going. Right. The phone number, if you'd like to call, we'll go to Gary and Forney in just a moment, is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Please, call right now. Thanks. Let me tell you about Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. That's the book I was describing just a minute ago. I have spent a lot of hours this week, probably 12 to 14 hours a day, learning to love my book as we packaged the third printing and got it ready for mailing. We've been mailing all week, getting ready for mailing. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books awaiting their labels. I have been signing all week. I've signed probably 75% of the ones that need to be signed. And so if you have pre-ordered that book on the special sale that we had, it has expired now, then please be patient with us. It will be coming to you very, very shortly. Lynn and I are working as hard as we can. It just takes a long time to work through that many orders. It's one of those things where I can't hire somebody to sign books for me. And then when they have special inscriptions on them to Grandpa, you can't take the chance that somebody who doesn't know what you're doing with those puts them in the wrong box. So we have to be very careful all the way through. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. If you don't have this book, you can still get it. That was just the pre-order. We have a wonderful supply of third printing. They look beautiful. 840 of my photographs, 344 pages. It covers all aspects of landscapes, lawns, and gardens for all of Texas. And the place that you ordered is from my website. We're going to hold it just to the website right now. A little later, I'll give you a phone number, but not for the next couple of days, because poor Gretchen is stretched to the limit right now, trying to get everything done to help us. It is neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. Order it at my website at neilsperry.com. Only $33.95 plus tax and postage. That's neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. More after these messages.
This is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair. I hope you never need their services, but if you do, you will be so glad they're available. Their estimates are absolutely free. Their work is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. Give them a call for that free home inspection. 214-333-0003. They are the best. I know from firsthand experience. That's Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Most good gardeners know what it takes to get great results. Sun, water, and fertilizer, along with the right soil. Cow manure is the perfect way to condition this soil. You know, there's a reason why those cow pastures are so nice and green. Now, you don't have to get a shovel and drive out to the pasture to collect your own. We make it convenient. Just pick up the bright yellow bag of Black Cow. It's the best fertilizer because it has 10 times more manure and 10 times more nutrients than the other guys. For more details, check our website at blackcow.com. That's blackkow.com.
Black Cow. The mature manure, Black Cow.
Who is the toughest bird in the neighborhood? It's the woodpecker, who can strike a tree at speeds up to 15 miles per hour. Want to learn more feathery facts? Talk to the experts at Wild Birds Unlimited in Arlington, Dallas, McKinney, Flower Mound, Burleson, and Keller. Or find Wild Birds Unlimited at www.wbu.com/DFW. Wild Birds Unlimited. They bring people and nature together.
All right. We are loving our hummingbird feeders we got from Wild Birds Unlimited. I cannot tell you how much activity we have had as we've been working on the books, the boxing of the books that I've been describing and mailing them, getting them ready for mailing. I've been sitting here watching, just trying to get some distraction from them. Tedious task, and looking out the window, and about every 3 minutes we have birds coming in to feed. It is really fun. Let me tell you right now about WhizQ Stone. Mike and Derek Wisnant, father and son team, own and operate this wonderful business. Their dad and granddad started it in 1983. The experts at WhizQ Stone have been leaders across the Metroplex all that time, turning landscaping dreams into reality. They have a stone for every project. If you need retaining wall development in your landscape, if it's more than 16 or 18 inches high, you may want to get a professional landscape contractor who is well-schooled in the physics of retaining walls. You may want to get that person involved because that's not a job for a do-it-yourselfer typically. And they have access to the best in the business. The same thing would go with putting in a lovely patio. There's just a lot of tweaking and art and science. A really skilled I could not do a beautiful patio, and I love working with stone, but I found that it takes a special eye and a lot of background, a lot of training, and they have the people. They have access to the contractors. They know who to recommend to you, but they also sell the best in stone. If you want decorative river rock or beautiful gravel or boulders, those are the sorts of things I can work with. Oh, I love this place. 22 acres of smiles. Oh, and the stone is there too. It's just a happy place to go. You'll love it. Open Monday through Saturday and closed on Sundays. WhizQ Stone at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. Leaders in the nursery industry. Their phone number is 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822. On the web, it's whiz-q.com. It's WhizQ Stone. I hope you'll get there. Spend some time. You'll love it. WhizQ Stone in Fort Worth.
I'm Ryan Martin with Callaway's Nursery in Plano on Custer Road. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now back to Neil.
Thank you very much. All right, we go back to our phone lines. Let's go to first call of the day, actually, is Gary in Forney. Gary, thanks for calling. I appreciate you. How can I help you?
Thank you, Neil. First, a disclaimer, this is concerning a weeping willow tree. It happens to be my wife's favorite tree, so we keep trying to plant them. Haven't had good luck. But the latest one was 3 or 4 years old, and my wife and I looked at it one day and said, looked like we finally got good luck with this tree. It was doing great, and literally the next day, the leaves turned yellow, and within 3 or 4 days, they've all dropped off.
All right. How much had it grown during that time?
It was 3 or 4 inches in diameter. It was seven or 8 feet tall.
Gary, there are three. I like weeping willows very much. I will confess that I'm in there with you. There are some things that we plant in our landscapes. Let me just pick a couple plants, begonias and coleus, and we know that they're not going to live more than 1 year. There are some trees that we plant that, because we know that they're going to live 500 years, live oak, and then there are plants in between, and willows fall in between. They aren't annuals, but they're not much better. And so if I had a pond, I would probably have a weeping willow or two around it if I had a farm pond, just because I love the look of them. I'd rather have them than bald cypress trees. But I would also know that I'd have to replace them frequently. Luckily, you can grow them from cuttings. Most trees you cannot. The things that I have, and I had a weeping willow when I was a teenager outside my window at home in College Station. And my dad was a botanist and co-founder of the range and forestry department, so he knew full well what we were getting. All right, so having said all that, here are the things that I have observed that will do in a weeping willow at that age and in that way. One of them is cotton root rot, the soil-borne fungus that kills trees suddenly. The most common examples of trees that are killed by cotton root rot probably would be apples and pears. Willows are hit by it, but not as commonly. There aren't a lot of willows out there, but the native river willow, I don't see them dying of cotton root rot very often. Cottonwood trees, You'll see occasionally get a die from cottonwood rot, but not often. So I don't think that's it, probably. Cottonwood borers, cottonwoods and willows are sister plants, and what attacks one will attack the other. Cottonwood borers are a big source of problems for both of these trees. It's a very large black and white insect, the size of your thumb almost, and it has long antennae back over its back. You'll see sawdust coming out of holes in the trunk, usually when they're active. It's a very coarse-looking sawdust, and they can take a tree out pretty quickly. When they get really bad, they cut enough of the conducting tissues. There's no control for them, no cure, no prevention. You just replace. Those are the two most common sources of early death for weeping willow trees. Usually it's after 5 to 7 years, usually not 3 years. Drought is the third one, and if there's any chance this tree got too dry this summer. But that's all I can think of that would be common sources of problems.
Could it possibly be a dog?
In what respect? Chewing?
No, using the tree, you know, for...
No. No, the bark would shield any salt burn. That's what you're talking about?
Correct.
No, that would not be a problem.
Okay.
Can't blame it on the dog.
Okay, thank you so much.
You bet. I didn't give you a firm answer, but I gave you some hope, and I'd keep replanting. Maybe find a different location in case there might have been cotton root rot in that one spot. A lot of times moving 50 feet away, you can get away from it for a little while. So anyway, hey, I appreciate your call. All right, let me see where we are. We need to go to news. So we have Betty, Helen, and Sam coming up, and we're going to be in Mansfield, Stephenville, and Fairfield. So we're going to be getting around. This is good. I like this program. This is fun. Let me tell you about Dallas Plumbing right now. Be calling them this week because something odd is happening at home in my office. The thermostat is giving me strange words on it. It says low. It says 74 low. I don't know what that means. Doesn't sound good, though. Dallas Plumbing, founded by Ward Downs back in 1903, has been providing plumbing services to the Dallas area home since 1903 and now much of the Metroplex. I hope that you have that black and orange truck scheduled to come by your house if you have an air conditioner or if you have a plumbing situation of any kind. They do have a special going on for their air conditioning service, and that is the thorough 15-point checkup on your air conditioner for just $79 for each system. And if you like the service, you can sign up for their twice-yearly plan for just $80 more. For more information, call 214-761-6779. That's a special number that'll get you special service. That's a way they know that you're one of my listeners. Or visit them online at dallasplumbing.com. 214-761-6779. Dallas Plumbing Company services all makes and models. They're a factory-authorized carrier. Turn to the experts. The favor I always ask you, tell them you heard about my program heard about them on my program, and that will mean a lot to me. Now, one other thing that you can do is go to dallasplumbing.com to see those additional specials, and there you really will need to tell them that you heard their mention on my program. dallasplumbing.com. The phone number again is 214-761-6779. DallasPlumbing.com.
Licenses M39503 and TACLA 38830C.
I am so grateful, after a night like last night with all the storm coming through, to have a Wortham Brothers roof on our home. Texas premier roofing contractor, serving the entire Metroplex with the finest in roofing for 32 years now. The experience of tens of thousands of roofs installed. All kinds of roofs. They have composition, clay and concrete tile, metal, slate, new or residential re-roofing. Take a look around your town. You'll see all kinds of roofing, and Wortham Brothers can do any of it. Hail or wind damage, even if you're not sure, let Wortham Brothers take a look. There is absolutely no fee for the inspection of your roof. If you have damage, they'll show you exactly what it is, and they can tell you what you might want to do in terms of making contact with your insurance agent. They don't get in the middle of that, but they can say, yes, this looks like it could be an insurance claim, And that's then from that point on up to you. Many of us, Neil, holding his hand proudly with a sheepish smile, don't know when we have insurance claims. We don't know that we have hail damage, for crying out loud. It's just hard to get up on your roof and look around. Do you know that insurance companies want to see damage on all four corners of your roof to make sure it's real hail damage? Have your roof inspected before the claim period expires, before you sell your home, before you change insurance companies. Those are times you certainly want to call Wortham Brothers. And Wortham Brothers, the roofing company, is built on integrity, quality, and innovation. The roofing company that I'm proud to recommend, and they are the roofing company that has been on our roof because they changed our roof and put a Wortham Brothers roof in place on our home. Call them today, 972-562-5788. 972-562-5788. WBRoofing.com. Wortham Brothers Roofing Company.
Now what's trending
on WBAP and WBAP.com.
Lightning started several house fires last night in McKinney. I'm Dennis Martin from the WBAP Classic Dodge of Denton 24/7 News Desk.
ClassicChevrolet.com, WBAP.
First traffic and weather on the ones.
Construction's affected southbound 35E as it approaches Highway 180. Construction also tying up 175, both directions at one time and another between Highway 310 and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. And construction's affected westbound Highway 114 near Loop 12, Walton Walker Boulevard. Let us know about any traffic problems you might see. Just call the traffic tip hotline. We're at 214-765-5299. And now the WBAP forecast. Today's going to be hot and humid. Chance for some showers and thunderstorms. Officially, we'll hit 97 degrees. But the heat index could reach 104. Cloudy tonight, 50-50 chance of rain and storms, overnight low 78. Then Monday, not quite so hot, but still very humid, high temperature reaching 94, which means it'll feel more like around 100. Right now, it's cloudy, 82 degrees in Dallas. Lightning strikes during the storm that rolled across McKinney last night hit at least 7 structures. 4 houses caught fire. One of them in the El Dorado Country Club neighborhood was completely destroyed. In that case, the McKinney Fire Department notes everyone who was inside, all of the pets, managed to get out safely. Officially, the cause of the fires is under investigation. Investigators, however, say there's not much doubt what the conclusions are going to be. From the WBAP News Desk, I'm Dennis Martin. Your next update's at 9 o'clock. 24/7 news coverage at WBAP.com.
Let me tell you about Arborological Services right now. They are your tree experts. Do you know how much a good tree is worth? We're talking about a high-quality tree of one of the better species. It's worth thousands of dollars in the resale value of your home. It's worth thousands of dollars in the appearance of your home and in the energy conservation of your home if it's properly placed. Arborological Services can take care of that tree or those trees. They are the people who come to our home, and their crews are incredibly skilled. They're head and shoulders above anybody else. You need to see it to understand, to believe it. They have 11 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists, college degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters. 3 of their people have been selected as Arborists of the Year. That is a singular position for the whole state of Texas. And 3 of their people have been selected as the best in the state in that particular year. That's pretty awesome. They've won the Texas State Tree Climbing Championship 2/3 of the times it's been held. They have the credentials, they have the background, they have the many, many years of experience, and they have my wholehearted support. You ought to get them on your job. That's Arborological Services for the finest in tree care. Good people doing great things for our trees. 866-552-7267. Call them soon. Call them right now if you need to. 866-552-7267. 952-7267. On Facebook, they're at Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts. And their website is arborological.com. Arborological. It's one word. It's a real word. Arborological Services, 866-552-7267.
This is Mark Levin.
The most powerful man in the country, the most powerful man in the government, hasn't lifted a finger to do anything against a free press or freedom of the press. What many in the press are doing is un-American, and they know it.
Mark Levin.
Tomorrow at 5.
On the News and Talk of Texas.
News Talk 820 WBAP.
WBAP.com.
Have a sale for you, one you'll want to pay attention to. It's from Callaway's. You might have known. Longing for a little indoor greenery? Bring the beauty inside, where it's cool, with houseplants from Callaway's Nursery. Houseplants are nature's air filter, and they enhance any space instantly. Enjoy a breath of fresh air with living decor from Callaway's Nursery. Today only, houseplants are on sale 20% off at all 19 Callaway's Nursery locations throughout the DFW area. You're going to be amazed at the diverse selection of sizes, shapes, and colors available. Try a mix of plants to create an intriguing assemblage or unify your space with similar shapes and textures. The options are limitless. For outdoor gardening, check out the new pick and plant service for even more convenience. You pick the plants and then sit back and relax while Callaway's does the planting for you. Treat yourself to this great service, especially at this time of year. Ask one of their Texas certified nursery professionals for more details. You can always count on Callaway's to bring you the very best. Everything is backed with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. To find a location near you, including the new store in Hebron, visit their website at callaways.com. Callaway's Nursery. Life lived beautifully.
I'm Holly Fry with Callaway's Nursery in Fort Worth. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Holly, very, very much. And we go back to the phone lines. Let's go to a Betty in Mansfield. Betty, it's Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I can't wait to hear your answer.
I can't either. We'll see how I do.
Okay. Okay.
So tell us what the question is. No one else has heard the question.
Oh, why is my crown of thorns and desert rose not blooming?
All right. How long have you had these two succulent plants?
A year.
All right. How much light are the two plants getting? You have one of each, I assume.
I have several of the desert rose, and then two of the crown of thorns.
Okay.
And I've had them, it caused the full sun, and I had them in the full sun, and it was just so hot, I pulled them back a little bit, but they're still getting a lot of light.
Yeah, I would say that neither of those needs full sunlight in June, July, August in Texas. It's just too intense and too hot. I don't mean the intensity of the sun as much as that combined with the temperature. I've grown crown of thorns all of my life. And to bring everybody up to speed on crown of thorns, it is a euphorbia. It's a sister, not even a distant cousin. It is a sister of poinsettias. And you can see that if you look at the flowers, although you're not able to, Betty, because yours refuses to bloom. But crown of thorn flowers are little disc-like, double disc flowers. And if you think about poinsettia flowers, the true flowers, all poinsettia flowers are yellow. They're the thing that's down in the center of the big floral bracts. And a crown of thorn flower looks like a poinsettia yellow flower to a large degree. It's a diverse and an amazing family of plants. It's from the Eastern Hemisphere. And they are to succulents in the Eastern Hemisphere what cacti are to succulents in the Western Hemisphere. The two plant families are very similar. Okay, so having that little botany class, crown of thorns need to have perfectly draining potting soil. When I mix potting soil for mine, I'll take a standard, very lightweight potting soil, maybe half peat and half perlite, and then I'll put about one-third of very, very tiny gravel. I get aquarium gravel and mix it in, or expanded shale. and mix that in with the potting soil to give it weight or ballast, but also to give it perfect drainage. And then I'll grow my crown of thorns. I have four or five of them. Now, I have a giant crown of thorns, one that when it blooms, its flower heads are as big as your hand.
Oh, my God.
And it's the plant's probably 5 feet tall. That thing is heavy and wicked looking, but it's beautiful when it blooms. And I have it in shade during the summer, and it gets some shade in the winter. But it's at the top of my greenhouse where it gets all the light that comes through. I have shade fabric on the greenhouse. So I would put it where it has morning sun, afternoon shade if you have it on a patio. I have less experience, and then just keep it growing actively with high nitrogen, water-soluble fertilizer. I don't have any secret on the crown of thorns. Desert rose I've not had as much luck with because mine end up rotting, even with all of that same soil preparation. I have a hard time not getting them too wet. And they seem even more sensitive than most succulent plants for me. And so if you have several and you've kept them going for a year, I think you may be better on desert rose than I am.
Well, now, okay, you said soil is supposed to be peat moss. And what was the other thing?
I use a very lightweight potting soil that is half, for some of my greenhouse plants, half sphagnum peat moss, just the veiled peat moss, and half perlite, P-E-R-L-I-T-E.
Yes, perlite. Yeah.
But then I'll go back into that, and if I have a gallon of that mix, then I'll put one-third of a gallon of expanded shale or the aquarium gravel just to give it a lot of weight. Peat and perlite don't weigh anything, and plus I want the drainage.
Okay, so how often do you water?
I water when they begin to look like they're dry. I have no idea. It will vary a lot depending on time of year.
Okay.
But they can go, if you think, I look at that plant and it looks kind of dry. Okay, I'll wait another few days. That's kind of what you do.
Well, it seems to dry out really, really quick.
Well,
and
give it a little.
Because I have it.
Yeah. Don't rush it. I don't want you to make them bone dry. But you don't have to rush it. These things are really able to go an extra day or two between waterings. Better to be a little dry than a little too wet.
Okay.
I don't know that I have given you the golden key to success, but that's the direction I would go.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Good luck with it. All righty. Let me see. Let me take this last break. We have Helen in Stephenville, Sam in Fairfield. These next questions I don't believe will take very long. They're not necessarily quite as detailed problem solving. Neil Sperry's e-gardens. I don't talk about e-gardens in ads here very much. And I thought, I'm going to take a little bit of time and talk about my electronic newsletter. One reason I don't turn a lot of my airtime to it is because it's free. And that is, you do have to subscribe to it, but I'm not going to be asking you for any money for your subscription. I'm not going to send it to you if it's unwanted. And so the way you do that is go to my website, neilsperry.com, and you'll see a tab there on the homepage of the website that says eGardens. You click on that tab, and there is a sign-up form right there that just needs to know your name and your email address. In fact, I'm not even sure if we ask for your name, but I do ask for what part of the state you live in so I can better tailor what I'm writing, because this is the one where I try to let you know of any special weather warnings or anything of that sort. Let me tell you what eGardens looks like. It's from my computer to yours. It's every Thursday night, just a little after 6. We send it to about 53,000 subscribers, and it's 5 different stories. Now, I write most of eGardens. Stephen Chambly writes a story a month for us. Diane Sitton from East Texas writes a story a month for us, and they're both outstanding. But otherwise, I write 5 per week. One of the stories I write is Gardening This Weekend. Remember, it comes out on Thursday evening, and Gardening This Weekend is kind of like a checklist of things you need to be thinking about doing that weekend, dependent on the weather, dependent. I'm still editing this thing an hour before we send it. And it's dependent on the weather and things you need to get done. I put a last-minute notice in that there has been an armyworm outbreak in parts of Texas this week, and I'd be monitoring that, and if it continues, I'll have a special story on armyworms in this upcoming eGardens. I'm still monitoring to see what we find out. All right, so that's one story. Another story is a plant of the week, a question of the week, or maybe a couple of questions of the week. And then maybe a story about something I'm doing in my own landscape or garden. So that's eGardens. It's free. You can see what it looks like. If you'll go right past where you sign up, there's a spot where you can click on the last couple of issues of eGardens and give them a preview and see what you think. You'll say, yeah, I think I want that. That's at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, and then click on the eGardens tab. I think we'll have you hooked if you'll just sign up for eGardens.
The folks at Ace are ready to help you with your lawn care. They feature the best products from Scotts, Miracle-Gro, Ortho, and more, all selected to keep your lawn and garden looking their best. And you get local experts with great advice to get the job done right. Great service is at the top of their list. Stop by your local Ace store and pick up Scotts Halts Pre-Emergent Weed Killer Granules to keep your lawn looking great. Visit acehardware.com to find the store nearest you. That's acehardware.com. Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
It's a new school year, and it's a great time to find a church. I'm Tommy Brummett, pastor of First United Methodist Church in downtown McKinney. Hope you'll come and worship with us at our main campus, downtown McKinney, at our Melissa campus, which is celebrating its sixth anniversary at McKillop Elementary. And we're starting a new campus, Harvest United Methodist Church, in Trinity Falls. Come and worship with us at First United Methodist Church, where the love of God is proclaimed and all people are welcome.
Thank you, Tommy. If you live in Northwest McKinney, Trinity Falls might be just the perfect place for you. And first service is coming up in early September, the Sunday after Labor Day. And pay particular attention to that. I'll have more details later. Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. And with rains coming along after all that hot, dry weather, oh, the foundations are just going back and forth on this clay that expands and contracts. If you're wondering about how your foundation is holding up, if your windows and doors are just doing the dance this summer, you want to see if you need foundation repair, contact the folks at Advanced Foundation Repair. Their home inspection is absolutely free. It is without any obligation. They will spend an hour and a half checking it's the topographic level of your slab. And if there is a problem, they'll tell you that. And if there isn't, they'll tell you that. And then they'll also, if there is a problem, show you what they will do to solve that problem. They'll schedule a time when that could be done. It may be a couple weeks out. And they'll tell you how much it would cost. It will probably be a lot more affordable than other competitive bids. It won't be very competitive. And then their work, Advanced Foundation Repair's work, will be guaranteed for the lifetime of the home and backed by cash in the Texas Foundation Warranty Trust. All of what I have just told you, they pioneered in their industry. They have earned the right to call themselves Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com, plural. FoundationRepairs.com, 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair.
Hey, I'm Cliff Baker with Callaway's Nursery in Richardson, the first Callaway's. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Cliff. I was there the day that store opened, so was Cliff. Let's go to Helen in Stephenville. Helen, this is Neil. Thanks for waiting.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. A few years ago, sir, I was praying and asking God to send me a computer because my other one died, and because I don't have a lot of money. Anyway, out of the blue, somebody called and said they wanted me to raise them 500 lavender plants because they couldn't find any. And I said, okay. And so I was so excited, you know, several weeks later. And he came and got them. And, when I went to check on them a few weeks later, most of them had died. And I just was devastated. It has never happened to me. And so I brought him, at least a dozen 5-gallon bucket of 5-gallon pots of my own lavender because I felt so bad.
I'm going to run out of time, Helen. Why don't you ask me about the Roundup part of it?
Okay, yeah. So when I took him there, he told me that he had sprayed Roundup in the middle of a coastal field that he fenced off, and 3 days later he planted it.
Okay, I don't know what happened to her all of a sudden. She's gone. I guess just wait and see what happens. I don't know. I'm gonna have to answer that one some other way, Mike, because I don't know what the rest of the question was. We'll come back and see if we can figure that one out. Folks, we have another hour coming up, and we have some people waiting on hold. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.